This is 7AD. Devonport Food and Wine Festival is coming up through October. Scaled back a little bit this year because of obvious reasons, but there's still plenty to eat, see and do during October. And to tell us all about it, Festival Chair Lynn Laycock. Hello.
Good morning, Darren.
You had your official launch yesterday at Home Hill. Didn't make it. How was that?
Oh, look, it's lovely. I mean, it was great to have the launch. It means we're ready to roll. And it was also terrific to have it up at beautiful Home Hill, so they were part of it, because they are going to be doing an event as well. In actual fact, I'll just comment on that one. They're doing, one of our volunteers will be cooking in Dame Enid's kitchen some of her recipes.
Right.
Unfortunately, we can't give the food out to the public. It'll just stay sort of for the lady cooking it. But that way it makes it very special. And as well, we'll be putting a shout-out to everyone, because next year we would love to do a real oldie-worldy type of cookbook with your mums and your nans and even your grandpa's recipes. It's not just for the ladies. But we know that everyone's got their favourite recipe like that. So, I mean, they can start sending that in now to me or to Home Hill, whatever. So that's something different. So we're looking forward to that. So as they were part of the calendar, we thought we would use the beautiful home for the launch yesterday.
Yeah, all right. So there's just so many things to do, even though it's been scaled back. There's a lot on still. I noticed Flavours of the World at the Devonport Football Club.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. Flavours of the World. Now, some people might say, yes, well, you know, it's Flavours of the World, and you know, we're looking for local produce. We want to highlight what a great place we live in with our produce. But they'll still be using the produce from Tasmania, from right here on the northwest coast. So it's great to have the football club come up with something different like that.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And Paul and Claire Fielding down at Marion Storm are doing the Marion Sea Fair, which will be a fair outside, a family event. So that will be also exciting. A lot of this is going to be done online as well, Darren, because of the COVID restrictions, and we need to be very mindful of that. So I think this will also change the way we look at it for the next few years. We'll have a mixture of face-to-face dinners and events outside, but we'll also do these online events like the cooking. When we do the cooking show at Home Hill, that will go online for everybody to have a look at.
Yeah.
And so it's still, even though we've printed a calendar and it's online, we won't be distributing hard copies like we have done as much in the past. It's still not too late if you want to do a cooking demo from your business. Could be lots of things, how to sharpen knives, how to take care of your cooking utensils like that, or your favourite scone recipe.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can take all of that, and it's up to people then when they go onto our Facebook page, onto our Food and Wine website or Facebook page, to decide to put it on there. And I think it's a great opportunity, because we've got some great chefs around here. As you would remember, Darren, when we first started, we had top chefs from the mainland, or in the world, like Tetsuya Wakuda and Luke Mangan and Scott Pickett and all of them. The last couple of years, we decided to focus mainly on our local talent, and that's when you really start to realise, if you don't get around all the restaurants, that we've got some really great local chefs doing some pretty good stuff with our produce.
Sorry, keep going.
Sorry. Well, and what we're going to be doing, as we moved a couple of years ago, the fiesta from the busy time of the year, from the harvest time, which in a way does seem quite silly, but there were so many events on in the region that we decided to move it to October. We have decided to put something back into March next year, COVID restrictions, you know, if that's all lifted. But we can do a long table to celebrate harvest time at the end of March. And Paul Fielding, who's got Pink Tartar down at Providore Place, and of course people know that Tim Cox is working upstairs with the Drysdale students, they will combine to bring us a long table undercover, which will be fabulous. I mean, it's going to be still be restrictions, but we still can have a great long table. And for that, we'll just advertise and we'll certainly be first in, first serve. So we're mindful that our community hasn't had anything like that for a long time. So we're working on March, when the students will sort of be settled in for their new year and able to cope with that. But back to events that will be face-to-face, just one other there. The Don River Railway are going to be having a fun weekend. And I understand that the Devonport Country Club, of course, golf, croquet and bowls will be doing special games through Seniors Week, which is, I think, the second week in October. And they'll be doing food afterwards. So there's a chance for everybody to get involved, whether it's sitting on their couch, having a look at the what's online, or going to a few of these events.
Yeah, and places like Devonport Community House involved. They're doing Potter in the Garden, which is great for the whole family. And the Devonport Playhouse, the Mad Hatter's Tea Party coming up as well. So stuff for the kids to do. That's terrific.
Oh, that's right. Kate Beer up at Community House always is always part of our calendar. That community garden up there is certainly a credit to her and the volunteers that bring that together. You've only got to drive past the top and have a little look and see how neat and organised it is. So it's important part of our community. But if people have a look at that calendar, they can still go and have a high tea out at Tranquil's. They can go to Brightside at Sprayton. They can go to the garden, the tea parties, go into Southern Wild and have a taste of their wonderful gin that wins awards around the world. And of course they can go out to Drift and have seafood platter late afternoon. So there's still a lot for people to do, and there's still more that can be added to our calendar.
Yeah, well done to the committee for keeping it going, because, you know, it would have been easy just to say, well, no, that's it. But you've gone most of it online, as you say, but still a lot of physical activities to do, and obviously eat as well through October. So the full program out now, devonportfoodandwine.com.au. Thanks for that, Lynn. Sorry I missed the official opening yesterday, but I'll catch up with you in another week or so as we get closer to October. We'll talk more.
That's fine. Thank you for your time, Darren, and 7AD sponsorship.
You're welcome. Lynn Laycock there, Chair of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival.